Hello, and thank you for tuning in to WDGS, What Did God Say, on your podcast station. I'm your girl, Fabulous Frida, your host, here to bring you the most of What Did God Say. And today, God said, Hebrews 13:8. And I want to share with you what that actually says. It said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, how did I derive to that scripture is the most thing I want to share with you. Earlier, I guess it would be yesterday because it's a new day. I was assigned by the Lord to give someone a ride to the emergency room. And I was waiting on the people that I had taken, the persons. And while I was waiting, I was sitting there in the waiting area, and there were many people that came and come through and left. But one lady in particular, she was there with her husband, a Caucasian lady, and she happened to be on the phone with her daughter at the time. And she was talking to her daughter about her daughter's child, whom she later told me directly is 10 years old. And so she said that to her daughter, because her 10-year-old was acting up and acting out, to take everything away from him. So, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm minding my business. But when she said that, I said, that would not be a wise thing to do. And when she finished the conversation, I shared with her why I made that statement. When you find yourself taking everything, I said, that matters in his world, away from him, I said, sometimes it can take a person into a shock. You know, every generation creates a wiser change of the guards, meaning the change of people. We change has created evolution since the beginning of time. And for every generation, there is a change. There's a change in how we raise kids and how we engage and we disengage. So I gave her a testimony of someone that I personally knew who made a decision to take everything away from their child as a punishment for the similar reasons this lady said her grandson. And I said to her when she finished the call, I said, I want to apologize. I wasn't trying to be all up in your business. And she said, oh, it's okay, because I'm sitting right next to you. Because, I mean, she was literally rubbing elbows. And she said, and I'm talking loud, so I know you couldn't help but hear what I was saying. I said, well, the reason I want to say to you why I said, when you give advice, oh, God, help me today, and you know that sometime it's off the top of your head where you haven't had an experience or a process to take you through sharing advice. Sometimes you can give people advice with good intentions, but it can create a lot of damage. And I'm a firm believer. That's why it should matter to you who you listen to, who is in your ear, who is pouring information into your spirit. So I said to the lady from the testimony, I said, there was a young boy that I knew personally, as well as his mother. And he was a teenager. He wasn't 10, but we talking about 20 years ago almost. So even for back then, he wouldn't go to school on time. The same thing you're saying your grandson didn't do. And so the mother got so upset because it kept building up and building up. And she did not believe in pop-pops. So she made a decision to take away all his things at one time. The same suggestion you made to your daughter when you said take away his cell phone, computer, laptop, and take him off of YouTube. I mean, I said, so she did something almost identical. YouTube wasn't blowing up the way it is now, but she took the TV, the cell phone, the telephone, the laptop, all those devices out of his room. And the next morning, after she took him to school from taking all those devices. She took all of them. He came from school. She never could understand how he even knew his way back home because they lived in a suburban area, and she had no clue that this child could find their way back home to come home. But the child came back home while the mother was at work, I said, and they set the entire house on fire. And she lost 90% of everything she owned. Plus, the neighbors were affected by the fire and the damage. And so the lady in the hospital yesterday, she said, oh my God. I said, and so no one could get a response from the child. This is the thing you got to get. I said, the mother kept asking, the daddy asked, aunties, uncles asked. He never responded. So I asked her, because this is what she was telling me. Afrida, she said, nobody, he won't talk to nobody. So I asked, do you mind if I try talking with him? And she said, no. I mean, he ain't open up for nobody else. So, you know, when I started the conversation, I didn't start out with the accusation. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. I started out with small talk. Like, how you doing? How's your grades? How things been going? Have you met new friends? Do you like living in your new area? You know, questions that was not incriminating. And unless a person has a gifted ability of seasoning to know how to sometimes bring out things, they can make things worse. And so I told the lady, I said, I asked him, I said, finally got around to the question, if you don't mind sharing with me. I said, what really caused you to make that decision to do that? Were you angry with your mother? And of course they said yes. And I said, okay, in your anger, what made you think of what you did, the decision you chose to make to burn everything? And to burn the house and leave. And nobody knew initially where he was. So people was actually thinking, when she told me, she was thinking maybe somebody, he was walking from school. They abducted him, made him take him to where they live, stole some things, and tried to cover the evidence by setting the house on fire. You know, there were scenarios that made them definitely not think it was this young teenage child. But what he said to me was very interesting, because this is what he said. He said, auntie, he called me that even though I'm not his auntie. He said, when my mother took everything in my world, I wanted to let her see what it felt like to lose everything in her world. And I said that to the lady at the hospital yesterday as a testimony. And she said, you know what? I hear you. She said, I'm going to call my daughter back, because sometimes some punishments can really be too harsh. She said, but you know what, ma'am? And we introduced ourselves. She said, you know, things just change so much. And in this day and time, because I remember, she said, my daughter was saying bad words, and I literally took some soap and washed her mouth out. She said, and so my grandson, he has a tendency to say a lot of profanity words. And I said to my daughter, that's what I did to you. You can't do that to him, because they'll call it child abuse. I said to her, that's absolutely correct. But this is the thing, people. What I want, I said all the testimony to say this. A lot of things have changed. Kids have changed. Grown-ups have changed. And I'm not saying all of it. It's definitely not a lot of it. Let me say, a lot of it is not even in a good way. There are a lot of grown-ups that has changed but not in a good way. They less friendlier than they used to be. I can't even describe. I won't even try to describe the mentality that I sit back and see in individuals when I remember when I was young or a teenager or a young woman. The atmosphere of people engaging and interacting was so different. And now I listen and look, and I was saying to the lady that I even took to the hospital yesterday, I said to her, it's in a season where we need to watch as well as pray. And she said, you know what? I'm not going to deny that. I will agree with what you're saying. It's time to watch as well as pray. I've never seen in my history of living so many people that get so offended. I have never seen people. They will fall out with you about the truth. They will fall out with you because you say stuff that they don't like, and it may not have anything to do with them. I've never seen so many people that will let the truth of God in a decent and in order make them reject you, delete you, deplete you. I just shared a post on one of my Facebook pages, the WDGS page, and it was a young lady. She was cursing like a sailor. She was checking people and getting them straight. But listen, she was telling the truth, but she was doing it in a harsh way, in a ratchet way. And there was over 247,000 views, and they had, no, it was more than that, because I think it shared like 4,000. It was 4,000 shares, and it was almost triple the amount of views. But this is the thing, and I shared it on my page, and I made this comment. Here's a lady that's telling the truth in a rough and ratchet way, but she was telling the truth because I listened to her. And then I said, here I am. I tell the truth, but in a decent and godly way. But you still don't get the support from people the way her volume was. And I said in that comment that I made, what does that say about the mentality of people today? I remember even raising my children, and I said to them, it amazes me. I call it a slave mentality. You have people that'll teach their kids not to say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, sir, and no, sir, because they take on this mental a tendency to believe that's a slave type of mentality, not seeing that madam and sir are French words to indicate what gender you are properly addressing. But check this out. When you have somebody, I said to my children, to talk real nice and calm, and I can say, who night is it to wash the dishes? Please go in the kitchen and wash the dishes. If I talk like that, I said, and you all sit back there, you keep playing, you keep laughing, you keep playing, you keep laughing. And then if I turn around and say, why in the H, who in the F need to get up and go to the kitchen? Okay, everybody would jump up. I said, and you know what that says to me? That says that's a slave mentality. When a person feels you can cuss, fuss, and talk ugly to them to get results. But when you talk nice and kind and decent and godly in order and still make a request or tell the truth, people get offended with you. Make it match and make it make sense. I'm at this place and aura in this dispensation of time where I am just doing what God instructs me to do with a period. And you know why? Long gone are the days, in my opinion, of trying to persuade people to see that God is good. There were many patriots that came through the Bible. And this is what God said to me last week. He had me to sit down and do a chronological recall of people in the Bible, significant people that went out, shared the good news and the gospel to people that could be converted. People that he shared miracles like Moses. When God showed Moses and the people with Moses that I got you. You can be facing an ocean, a Red Sea. And you don't know how you gonna overcome what you got to go in front of you. And you know that danger is behind you. But God opened up the Red Sea as a miracle for all of them to see. I am a powerful God. And there's nothing too hard for me. I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all you can ask or think by the power that worketh in me and through people. He told Moses, hold up that staff in your hand. But this is the amazing thing about that story that have always been perplexing in my thought process. Why, when they got on the other side, after seeing this miracle of God, they went back to murmuring and complaining. And they actually told Moses, well, yeah, you brought us out of slavery. God help me today. That's why I say this slave mentality. But you should have left us there and let us stay slaves to Pharaoh before you brought us out here in this wilderness and we don't know what to do. I hope somebody grabbed that. What did that leave the mentality of the people? Because they was in a different place and they had full-fledged freedom to do whatever they chose. They didn't have to get up, work hard like they were doing when they stayed under Pharaoh's authority. They had the freedom to sit there and entertain each other. But they took time to murmur and complain. And as God gave me this chronological list last week in my thought process as I'm sitting, he said, remember what happened beginning with Abraham. What happened with Moses? What happened with Joseph? What happened with Naomi and Ruth? What happened with Esther? He was just taking people. Then he brought me all the way up to the New Testament. What happened with Jesus and John and Paul? All these significant biblical features of people, they did their part and they let God do his part. And that's what I am. Well, the one person listen with one good ear, I'm doing my part for God. Because people I have really seen, they will either be for you or against you. And I'm really, really realizing that the more you tell a decent truth, a lot of times the less people will be for you. When you tell a raunchy, rough-neck truth, you will get a lot of followers to follow behind you. When you tell a godly and decent truth, if you're not a celebrity, because some people follow celebrities because the majority follows them. Not so much because they walking upright. Because they don't even know these people. So they don't know how they living when they get from out in front of them cameras. You know, recently, it has been a great controversy concerning even the commitment with T.D. Jakes. But look at all those years and all those followers. But at the same time, right now, is this exposure of something that he always did? People, if we don't know people personally, when we make choices to follow them or listen to them or be entertained by them, That's all we get to see and know. But you got some people that know you personally. And knowing that you're walking upright. And they will still fall out with you. Because of your truth. That God has allowed you to walk in. To walk in His truth. That's why I say your truth that walks in His truth. But this is the thing. When you know that you accept that there will always be change. Change in people, change in relationship, change in hairstyle, clothes, cars, cribs. But one thing that remains the same, and that's why I advocate, which is Jesus Christ, remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. People will change up on you. And now, in my opinion, they change up more on you for being a good, decent, wholesome, and honest person. You have more deceiving spirits out here in the land accumulating more than people who do all they can to walk upright and be decent and in order. I just wanted to drop that in your thought process today, hoping and praying that whatever you do along life pathway, that you remember a lot is changed, a lot will change, a lot have changed. And we have no control over the evolution of change. But one thing we can rest assured of, I can rest assured of, and I hope you will as well, is that there's no change through Christ Jesus. What was then, what God requires for us to walk in obedience, what was yesterday, is today, and will be forevermore. Because the word of God has not changed. The same thing that the word of God required from Moses, Abraham, God requires from us. And on that note, may the blessings from heaven flow down into your lives, meet all of your needs, even the things your heart desires. And may you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And until the next podcast upload, God, beautiful blessings, I pray, are downloaded in your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.